Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Inner Sight Frolic on the air, around the world. The perverted dentist. Why is your face all puffed up and swollen and red and it looks horrible? And well, one's a good thing. It goes with the rest of your body. Why is my face swollen? Because my tooth is killing me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't got the money to go to a dentist. Well, now, wait a minute. I never told you this, but... my uncle, years ago when I was a kid, he was a traveling dentist. A traveling dentist? I never heard of that. Well, it's because not too many people invited him to their house. That's why you never heard of him. I wonder why. Well, that's just, shall we say, too much degradation. Anyway, having been grown up with that type of experience, see, I learned simple little do not and do dads. Do not. What are you talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is I know how to pull your tooth with very little aggravation.
Yeah.
What? Think you're gonna pull my tooth? Are you crazy? Don't come near me with those pliers. Oh no, you don't need pliers. Pull a tooth without pliers? That's right. Now listen. You see this magical string? Magical. What are you gonna do with that? Well, the first thing I'm gonna do is tie this in good and snug to the doorknob, see?
Uh-oh.
And then, which tooth bothers you? See, with me, you don't even have to take any x-rays. I save you money. Open your mouth. Which? That must be the right one. You gave a lot of ahs and oohs and ees. Sounds like you were taking singing lessons. Oh, shut up. Now, you see, I got a loop on this string. I'm going to open your mouth. You won't even feel this. Pull that string. That's it. Now, stand over there by the window. The window? Why do you want me to stand by the window? Because if this doesn't work, you might want to jump. What? What are you going to do, Stanley? Well, now, on the count of... By the way, there's a couple of different methods to this. If one doesn't work, you've got the option of trying another one. Now, stand over there. Make believe you're in church. Make believe you're praying. Praying? Why do I have to do that? Well, because you want your hope God is good to you. Now, on the count of three, I'm going to slam the door. And hopefully the tooth will come out. Are you ready? No, I'm not ready. This is crazy. Keep your mouth closed. How's the tooth going to come out if I keep my mouth closed? Well, when I slam the door, that minute, open your mouth. One, two, three. Are you all right, Artie? The two clowns? No, now it hurts on the other side. Oh, wait a minute. I told you there's more than one method. Now, wait a minute. Just stay here. Where are you going? I gotta go outside and check the car. Check the car? At a time like this, when I'm dying of pain. Don't worry. Now, when I yell go, just hold on to anything you can find, see? Hold on to the table. Are you ready, Ollie? One, two, three, go! Here's another fine mess you've got me into. Where's your tooth? I think I swallowed it.
Uh-oh.
He swallowed his tooth.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got a great show for you. We got Dinningen coming up later. The day he came to school, and he said he wanted to be president of the United States. Oh, what a pain that was. All right. Louis will be here. Louis the Lip will be wandering around someplace. I don't know where. But he'll be here. And we'll do some honeymooners. I got the honeymooners. I got the captain video. All right, we'll do that. Hey, don't forget about the Third Eye Insight.
That's
Fernandez.
Right.
631-445-3464. All right. Tomorrow's our second nursing home committee meeting. We're going to knock those
people.
Nursing homes right on their ass. What?
We probably need a little bit more people, so I'm going to be working on it.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Sure thing. All right.
Yeah.
Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. And if you need food for your dog, cat, your mother, don't give that food to your mother. Wait a minute.
Your bird?
Unless she gets desperate.
Uh-oh.
Big East Takeda, 609-388-7004. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. All right.
That's great.
If you need food or medical. A couple of our friends right there. Hey, I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And hopefully we'll have somebody from SILO at the meeting tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I
Zoom
that, Zoom. Too. Zoom Zoom, yeah.
All right, 1 o'clock at the Zoom Zoom.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house. Spook a house.
Spook?
How do you spook a house?
Woo, that's how.
Well, that's simple. You just put on a white sheet over your head and go, woo. Make sure
exactly.
It's real dark, though.
Oh, yeah. Put dark, glow-in-the-dark tape. They have that kind
of
tape.
Friend of mine, my grandson, Paul, had a friend of his who worked in the spook house at Coney Island in Brooklyn.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So my brother went over one day to... my daughter's house for Thanksgiving. And he met this guy, you know. And he says, well, he says, well, what do you do for a living? He says, oh, he says, I'm a spook. He says, what? I said, what the hell is a spook? He says, I spook houses. I go around and dress weird and make funny noises. And then he said to my brother,
cool.
My brother had on this dark suit. He says, by the way, he says, that suit would be perfect for my job. You mind if I borrow your, take your hands off my suit and get away from me.
Is that what he said?
I think that was the only spook my brother ever met.
Get your hands
all
off
right,
my
wait,
seat.
Wait. Stand by. What'd you do with the haunted house?
I don't remember. Tyler and I were, Tyler was a scare actor and I was visiting him. No, I wasn't visiting him. I was visiting Kenny and me and Kenny and Jonathan were at another...
Oh, you went in the haunted house?
No, I didn't. Tyler did. He's a scare actor.
Oh.
Me and Jonathan and Kenny didn't go to the...
All right. The haunted house. Next month is Halloween, by the way.
I know. I like Halloween. I like
Your phone is creeping. Your phone is creeping.
Again?
You gotta fix that.
Is that better?
All right, Inner Sight. Stop asking me if it's better. Fix it.
Okay.
Inner Sight. Frolic. Let's see. Brought to you by James Bahamundi, attorney. 516-783-9662. Civil Rights and Silo. What's Silo's number? 631-880-7929.
Yep, that's right.
All right.
I know some of them. I don't know all of them.
So there's some of the people who help us. We appreciate it. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their donations. And all our friends. This is the Inner Sight. Inner Sight Frolics. And, oh, we got a special surprise coming up that you won't hear anywhere else.
Uh-oh.
The trial of brown pants.
The trial
we'll
of
explain,
brown pants?
We'll explain that to you. But our deepest condolences to the royal family.
Yes.
The passing of Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth.
Yep.
All right. Give me some honeymoon music.
Okay, hold up.
Please. And don't
You're
gobble
welcome.
With that phone.
I'm not. Oh, come on.
Honeymoon music.
I got it.
There we go.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's what I need, Norton. A television set. Television?
Television.
Wait a minute, Ralph. I thought you kept Alice in the dark about things like that. Yeah, well, she wants to use my bowling money and my pool money to get a television. How do you like that? Well, you can't blame her, you know. She probably wants to look at Liberace.
Liberace?
Liberace. Yeah, you know, the women, they all go for the shiny suit, you know. It's like me down there in the sewer there, where they, when they put on the helmet and the boots and all that. All the girls start flocking around you until they pick up the smell and they run. Yeah. Well, I haven't got the money to get a television. Oh, wait a minute. I got an idea. Why don't we put our money together, the two of us, we can get a good set. I don't know about that, Ralph. Where's the set going to be, upstairs or down here? Well, I've heard of some babies in my day, but we'll flip a coin for it. All right. And heads I win, tails you lose. Have you got a coin? Hey, Ralph. 1, 2, 3, heads I win. All right, so the set, right about here it ought to go, pal. And watch all the good movies and everything. Wait a minute, Ralph. I don't mean to insult you, but anything wrong? Would you mind giving me back my turn? Oh, yeah, sure. Here you are, pal. Yeah, so the set goes right about here, see, and in the middle of the night, Norton comes creeping down. See, we got a big gallon popcorn with him, soda, everything, you know. He's a walking refrigerator. He sits down, he turns it on, and now, Rangers, time for Captain Video. Time to blast off to Pluto and the moon. And now, the famous Captain Video recital. Edward L. Norton promised to be good to little old ladies in space and out of space, kind to animals, and all kinds of operation of liquidation. That did it. Get out. Wait a minute, Ralph. I need to remind you, if I get out, that set goes with me. Half of it is mine as well as yours. That set goes with you over my dead body. I couldn't get over your dead body. What do you think I am, a mountain climber? God. All right. All right. If we're going to watch the set, we got to agree on something. Something that we both like.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Ice cream?
How about this? Great Fights of the Century with Max Lewinsky and Harry Rosenblum. Great Fights of the Century. I don't know, Rob. Oh, wait a minute. Come on. Give it a chance. Hey, I'll put it on. I don't want to watch this muckety-muck stuff. I want to see. And now, blasting off to the moon and Pluto with Captain Video. Put that channel back. Oh, there's a good movie. Nobody dies until they're dead. Oh, Harry, you're so beautiful. I love you. I adore you. Please, let's get married, Harry. I don't want to watch this muckety-muck. I want Captain Video with the helmet. Official space helmet on, oh, Captain Video. I tell you, that television set was the worst thing they ever got.
That's right. They both
ruined their friendship.
Sure did.
Completely ruined their friendship.
Wow.
All right, Captain Video. Gee, that was a real series when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Years ago.
Yeah.
What else we got? Oh, Louis coming up. Dinnigan.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And in honor of the Queen, and, you know, we mean no disrespect. It's all fun, you know. Honor of the Queen, the word is that because of what happened with Mr. Biden when he visited the Pope, you know, and he had
an accent.
Break some wind.
Yeah.
And the smell went all the way from Rome to New York. You know, the British are thinking twice of having Mr. Biden attend the funeral, even though I'm sure he got an invitation, you know.
Yeah.
So the British government has proposed a trial for Mr. Biden. You know, lawyers and everything, a trial, and the judge was called in. All right, draw near and hear your case will be heard in the British court of operation since the beginning of time of degradation of nightmares.
Jeez.
All right, first case, Your Honor, there's only one case in this court. Oh, only one case, yes. President Joseph Biden against the British government. Biden against the government. All right. who's for the president? Oh, that's me, Your Honor. Mr. Bannister. Bannister. Yes. All right. Present your opening argument. Oh, yes, sir. Well, we feel very strongly that the president has got good control over his knockwish, and all the goodies that he'd like, see, chocolate cake and cookies and all that, and, wait a minute, I got him mixed up with Mr. Trump. Trump likes the chocolate cake, all right. But Mr. Biden likes all that spicy food, and he's gotten a good handle on it, and he even came to England with several cases of Kellogg peptate. Wait a minute, Kellogg? You don't mean Kellogg peptate? You mean cornflakes? Oh, that too. I didn't see that. Cornflakes. Anyhow, he's got the medicine, and since the word has been out, several of the British farms have sent in gallons of rice. Boy, is Mr. President going to be stuffed or what? Stuffed or huffed? Either one of them. So we feel that the president is quite ready to attend Her Majesty's funeral, and we're going to put him right next to the bathroom. All right. Who's here for the British government? Oh, that's me, Your Honor, Mr. Caulfield. All right, Mr. Caulfield, present your argument. Well, we feel very strongly since Brown Pants. Who? Brown Pants. sorry, that's the name he
chose.
The name in the media, and it's kind of stuck, Your Honor. You see the big picture. Your Honor, I object to the use of that word, Brown Pants. That's insulting to the President of the United States. Well, now, wait a minute. He had brown pants when the Pope ran and turned and got in the Popemobile, didn't he? That was years ago. All right. Act civil. This is the Court of England. Now, the term brown pants shall be used in a minimum. Now, I don't want to have to call any of you counselors into contempt. Now, go ahead. Finish your statement, Mr. Caulfield. Well, as I started to say, President Biden brown pants, I mean, Your Honor, I object to that. Well, I withdraw that statement. President Biden, having the history of browning his pants with the Pope, we're afraid it'll be a terrible, terrible embarrassment, not only to the guests, but to the Queen herself. And to all the family, and the only one that might not bother is Miss Meghan. You know, she's quite an eccentric as it is. Will you cut that out? Stay on. She's not on trial here. He is the president. Oh, yes. Anyway, that's why we don't want the we propose to have the president in the next room with a closed-circuit TV in case the brown pants are up. No one will get the whiff of it. I object, Your Honor. All right. Now, this court is going to make a decision, be it brown pants or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since the President of the United States has been invited to be and attend the funeral of Her Majesty the Queen, and the British government has made that invitation, this court will not interrupt that special invitation. So we therefore order Mr. Biden to sit as close to the bathroom as possible, be surrounded by kegs of rice,
oh, no.
And plenty of Kellogg peptide, along with the cornflakes.
Oh, that's nasty.
And that's the judgment of this court. Your Honor, the government doesn't agree with the court, but we concede. All right, let's get on with it. Write it up, bailiff. And, Mr. Biden, no offense, sir.
That's all right, Your Honor. I like cornflakes.
Oh. All right, in a sight. Frolics.
Here we are.
If you run into brown pants.
Say hello.
Look the other way. Go the other way. I bet everybody has had an accident in their pants one time or another.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a kid or you're...
Quote, antibiotics.
I had one in my pants one time.
Well, it's good that
all
you...
All right, in a sight, frolic. What was it, 8? 8:28.
Correct.
Long Island, New York. Frolic Jennigan's coming up. And is Louie on the line?
I got to look. Hold on.
Yeah, let's see if we can get Louie to lip. In here to forberate a little bit.
Let's see what I got here. I got possibly Louie. Let me see. No.
You didn't get him on the line?
Now I got Louie. He's here now. Here
what?
He comes. Oh. Louie, I got Louie for you. Here he is.
In a sight live. Louie the lip.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stan Laurel.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
yeah,
my partner is Oliver Hardy.
Yeah.
You just hear it earlier when the show started. That was Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy on the Frolics. Frank Perino was entertaining Laura and Hardy, as usual. Agent Lowe, want me to take me to the ladies' bathroom for the swab or with Rosanna, Dana? No, now come on. We're going to have a lot of fun with Dan and Laura Hardy. We're going to have a good time. I'm not talking with the microphone behind the bathroom. Is one and only Pat Cooper.
Yeah, hey, Louie. Let me ask you, I got to ask you a question now. It's a very important question. Did you ever have brown pants?
Yeah, no brown pants. I wear it. It fits perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does, huh? No, I don't mean that. I mean, did you ever accidentally do a poop in your pants?
Zero.
Zero? Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is very good.
Maybe we ought to have a contest.
No.
Who did the least brown pants?
Ooh, nobody wants to do that in the first place.
Oh, you never know. But anyway, listen, so how's your friends doing? Connie and Chrissy.
Girl flirting as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're on tomorrow night, right? All right, so tonight.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night on Public Access at 11 o'clock, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many, I want to try to figure out how many celebrities can we imitate drunk?
Oh, my.
All right.
Be fun.
Now, I got one right here. I'm going to do James Cagney.
Are you going to do James Cagney? That's going to be cool.
But he's drunk.
Yeah, of course.
I tell you right, stand still. I can see you. I want to hit you with this baseball bat. See you. Don't move. I tell you right. I feel you so full of holes. You look like Miss Cheese.
Miss
Cheese with that dirty no-good rat.
Swiss cheese.
Switch cheese. No, not Swiss cheese.
All right, so Luke, come on, pick a celebrity and make believe you're drunk. Who you got? Anybody?
My name is Rosanna Dan. I'm talking to Connie and Chrissy. Hey, that Connie and Chrissy, some great lips they got on their faces.
Remember, you're drunk.
You probably
ladies, those two ladies at the port with Louie Rivera, she gave me a good kissy.
Oh, really? I got to ask her if you got a kissy.
All right, that's supposed to be Rosanna Dana drunk.
Yep.
No,
okay,
right.
I got one.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Lucille Ball. Drunk.
All right.
How do you do this now? You go, Ricky, Ricardo, Ricky. She's calling him, and he's right there in front of her. I'm right here in front of you. Ricky. Not that funny, but it's okay. Here I am. I'm back.
All right. She's so drunk she can't see you there, I guess.
No, she can't.
All right.
She can't see Ricky.
All
right.
How
right
about,
in front of
how about Dean Martin? See, now everybody thinks that Dean was a drunk, but he really wasn't. But Dean Martin. Well, I never drink in my life, but when I drink, boy, do I drink. I'll tell you, I just...
Keep going.
I don't know what to do. One time I had to go down to the studio, the Otis Stu, down there, and I couldn't find my car, so I took a scooter.
A scooter?
Scooting down the studio, see, and the cop stopped me. He said, oh, wait a minute. He said, aren't you him? I said, well, I'm not her.
I must be him if I ain't her.
You're him.
What are you doing on a scooter, Mr. Martin? Well, I got to get down to the studio because we're making a picture with John Wayne, see?
Oh, I see.
And if I don't get there in time, the Duke is going to get mad at me, see?
You got to
get there. All right, that's Dean Martin drunk. Hey, Louie, how about singing? Wait a minute. I got one. Sing
that's
like one. Nat King Cole drunk.
How about seeing little E Gourmet and Tia Los Panchos?
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Si me quiere, tanto tiempo les putado es amor, nuestras almas se seca mal, algo así. Yo no vengo, por favor, le tuyo lo sabien, sabor a mí. Si mi cara le presencia tu vivir, más allá el polo de sabo del besa.
What kind of bean?
Tampo vi que se bebí,
ello
fuerza quiere ya, sabor a mí. No te tengo, ser tu dueña, no son no tengo raridad. De mi vida, estoy yo bueno, estoy tampoco de la cosa puedo dar. Pásala en la ciudad, es amor, nuestras almas que desamo, muchos más. Veo ya está por aquí, de tuya la sabor, sabor a mí, sabor a mí.
All right, for all our Spanish friends out there.
That's right.
Louis Rivera. I think we just increased our audience.
I think so. By double.
All right. Let's see. How about John Wayne drunk?
Oh, that's a hard one.
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
It would be funny, but it's a hard
the
one.
Duke. The Duke as a drunk.
Oh,
let's say his last movie ever made, you know, The Shooters.
Yeah.
And this guy wants to use his image to make money. So he goes into the Undertaker.
Yeah.
And the Undertaker says, now I have a wonderful stone for you and all this, and it won't cost you anything, and Duke is drunk, you know. Now wait a minute, what are you trying to pull on me? I know you're gonna make money on my body and all that. You're gonna put up my gun and let everybody look at it, touch it, and you're gonna charge them $5 a head. Well, you ain't going to do that. Here's what you're going to do, see. First, you're going to give me $50. Well, come on, let's have the $50. Come on. And the guy opens the box and he takes out $50. Now, I want a simple stone with just two words on it. Go to hell.
Who the hell? That's a good one.
All right, that would be Duke Wayne. Your phone is horrible,
it.
Man. There it goes again. You got to do something about that phone. It's an insult.
Hey, Frank, I got my ringy dingy. I got a good phony here.
You got what?
I got my clear phone through my ears and mouth.
No, your phone is all right. I'm talking about her phone.
Suzanne, let me ask you a question. Want to trade phones with me?
Yeah, sure. You could use it.
Dial
show.
Back in. The phone is horrible. Dial back in.
Yeah.
You're insulting the audience with that phone.
My phone is on, Frank. Your phone is on. Suzanne, get your phone fixed so I can see Rock of my Susan on the treetop. When the wind blows, Susan will awake. Hello?
Hey, I'm here.
When a bow breaks, Susan stays awake.
That's always, so it must break a lot. Continue. Anything else?
Right. I want to go flirting with Connie and Chrissy. Chrissy, you hear me through the line. I'm thinking about you two ladies. Hold on, date night. Beware,
right.
Ladies.
Let me dial back in. I'll be right back.
All right, in a sight, and thanks, Lou.
Hey, guys, have a good weekend. I love you, Frank and Suzanne.
We love you, too, man. Thanks. You were great. Hang up your line.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, you take care, all right?
Yeah. All right, one day.
You're on the air.
Louie, hang up your line. She went off the line. She didn't clear the board. Ugh. Yeah, one day in school, you know, Dinnigan comes in, and as usual, he's late. I don't know, they let him be late all the time.
Well, that's
they
cool.
never really cured him of that. So he comes in late, and as soon as he gets in the door, you know, he starts in. He doesn't wait for an opportunity or a warm-up or anything. He just starts right in, you know.
I'm going to be President of the United States of America. Oh, I love the flag. Look at your beautiful flag. I'm going to be president, Miss Ma. Jimmy, sit down. You can't tell the president to sit down. I'm the boss. I'm the president, see? I'm going to do a lot of things when I'm president. Yeah, I'm going to make a law. Everybody got to walk around with a bottle of pale ginger ale and sing the song. Everybody got to know that song. That's going to be the country song.
Oh, my.
Jimmy, you can't do that. That's a dirty word.
Dirty word? What do you mean, dirty word?
You know, it's got the word ASS in it. My mother said I can't say it. It's a dirty word.
Ain't no dirty word. Even an animal, you call it a jackass. Oh, Janie, don't worry about it. I'll straighten out your mother. Jimmy, stop saying that. Straighten out her mother.
Yeah, I'm going to be president, and everybody's going to be friends and peaceful, and all the countries all the countries that don't want us, we're going to bomb them. Jimmy, no.
There you go.
Can't bomb all those countries. What's the matter with you? You have to talk to them. Negotiate.
Negotiate? I want no goats in the White House. No, negotiate. That means you sit down and talk.
That's
and
it.
Have everything good and peaceful and try to make friends. Hey, wait a minute, Miss Mom. Maybe you could be in the White House with me. You could be the, what they call it, Secretary of the State.
See?
And you negotiate. Negotiate with the state. Pounding the ring, bump and glint. If you don't like it, give me them grins.
Jimmy, sit down.
Well, Miss Ma, I want you to give me a lesson on how do you get to be president. Well, sit down and I'll tell you. All right. First, you have to have a lot of signatures. People who want to put you on the ballot.
Yep.
Then you have to win over or be in a party. Party, oh, I like party. I get some cake and coffee and cake and ice cream, pale ginger ale. No, not that kind of a party.
I mean an affiliate, a party of either Democrat, Republican, or some such thing like that.
Oh, I know. You're my father. See, my father, he's a Democrat. Yeah. He says Republicans are no good because Republicans are for the rich people. Well, I don't know about that, but that's what I mean. So you have to join the Democratic Party and get a lot of names. Oh. Then you have to go out and give speeches and tell people why you should be president. Oh,
that's
that ain't
right.
Easy. Yeah, I'm gonna make it so blind people can get around all over. I'm going to put Braille all over the country, Braille and all kinds of good things, you know.
Yeah.
And one day a week I'm going to stop all the cars. No cars. We're going to get horses. Plenty of horses.
Sounds good to me.
Well, you got a lot of good ideas, Jimmy. But don't forget, you still have to grow up. Hey, Miss Ma, how come a kid can't be a president? Why not? They got that over. I heard over there in England. One kid was 10 years old. He was the king. 10 years old. Well, that doesn't work in this country. You have to be a certain age.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy. You got to grow up. Then you'll be a full-grown nut. shut up, Jimmy. Hey, when I'm president, can I go out and get drunk anytime I want? No. Can't do that. That's an insult to the country. You have to maintain a very steady and wholesome life to set the example for the rest of the country. Well, wait a minute. How come all these politicians are always stealing money and they're drunk?
I don't know. Good question.
And nobody could answer that question, Jimmy.
That's right.
All right, inner sight. I don't think Jimmy ever ran for president, but I might vote for him.
Yeah, me too. I think he's
748, New York. What?
I think that he's plain and simple enough, you know, straightforward is a better word. He could easily get the vote of the, you know, people who are the working class and stuff like that. He could get the vote.
Yeah, well, you need more than that. You need a lot of money behind you to become president.
Yeah, you do.
That leaves out a lot of people who could do a good job.
Well,
all right,
people,
inner
sight,
once
you.
Again, our deepest condolences to the royal family and all their friends. And Elizabeth, what, 96? Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good age. Same age as Tony Bennett.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Two icons
Frank.
Right there.
Frank, do me a favor. Do Tony Bennett drunk. I want to hear how he sounds.
Tony Bennett?
Yeah.
Drunk,
yeah.
One of my favorite songs when I was a kid. One of the first songs he ever made. Because of You.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Big hit in the 50s,
yeah.
You know. But if Tony had to sing it drunk, that'd be a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
All right. Maestro, give me an A. Because of You. There's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Tony, you're off key. Mind your own business. Well, I sing a song my way, you sing it your way. Because of you,
oh my,
the sun will shine.
Oh my.
The moon and stars will say you're mine. Forever, never, 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 ever, ever. I only live for your love. You're no good kiss.
No good kiss, eh?
It's paradise to be near you like this because of you. My life is now worthwhile, and I have to smile. That's because I got a good dentist. Because of you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you think I'm drunk, blame Dean Martin. He's the one who took me out tonight. I never did that before in my life.
I know. It sounds good, though. Do that
sounds
once in
good.
A while.
Good.
Yeah, that's
all right.
In
sight. Be with you Monday on Manta Glad.
Manta Glad. Yeah.
Once again, my dear friend Ira Tucker lost his partner, LaDiva.
Aww.
And ABC News had a special on it tonight. And,
oh, they did? I missed
and,
it.
And our deepest condolences to the family. Great, great
Definitely.
Lady who worked in the school system in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's really, really good. Really good. She was a teacher, or she just was like a person to help people out?
Choreographer, dancing teacher.
Oh, that's even better. I love choreography.
All right, in a sight. Inner Sight, and let's see, Monday's the Matter Glad, Tuesday's open mic, Wednesday is the nursing home show,
mm-hmm.
and Thursday we'll leave open for the month of September for
mm-hmm.
some kind of guide dog
thing, yeah,
program,
mm-hmm.
and of course tonight, Friday night,
mm-hmm.
the Frolics, hope you had a little crazy fun.
Oh, yeah.
And,
always
did. Yeah. So we almost at 116,000. We had any
yeah.
more? How we do?
Yeah, it's 116.
Couple more?
15,000. Let me look again. Hold on.
115,900 and what? Was
Six.
Nine last night.
Six.
Huh?
Six.
Six? You told me nine.
Nah, it's six.
Oh, you read it backwards then.
Yes, I did. Let me do something here.
You got to be careful with that. You got to be accurate. You're all over the world.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on. Let me. Maybe it's not. It's more. Hold on. Hold
oh
on,
yeah. What's the latest?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I want to get
the
latest.
Give me a second. Let it come up. It doesn't want to come up right this moment. Okay. Ooh. All right. 115,923.
Oh, there's a better number. 115,923.
That's
pushing correct. Toward that.
That mark that we want.
116,000.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight around the world with the funnies.
I've got friends who do podcasts, right? And they're like, oh, my God, how did you get it? Your listens all the way up to that? I wish I had listens like that. I'm like, really?
Who said that?
One of my friends in the games that I usually play once in a while. And he was like, I explained everything on the games and everything, but I never got any good money on it or any good, you know, showing or whatever the heck he was, you know, doing it. Afterwards, after that show. But anyway.
Well, he has a podcast?
Yeah, he has a podcast.
And
what kind of show does he do?
He teaches people how to play games, meaning the games online.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't know how popular
he had a nice voice, too. He has a nice voice, too. Really good voice.
Well, tell him
he's
to
spurs
it up
voice.
A little bit, you know, put some
yeah,
comedy in it or some weird stuff, you know.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Get more listeners. How many listeners
yes,
do you have?
It only gives me the one day, and I have to hover over it so gently.
Oh, he didn't
so
tell
it
you.
It gives me that day. No, he didn't. He didn't tell me. He was like sort of embarrassed to tell me. It was much less than ours, you know.
All right, Inner Sight. Anybody like to be on the show? You know, if you're an up and coming comic or you got some funny things to say.
He doesn't say badly. I'm wondering if I could bring him on the show. I don't know.
631. You interrupted my commercial
here.
631. 224-3090, Inner Sight number. So give us a call Friday if you want to do comedy night. That's Friday, but
yeah.
Be on the show any other night.
That's right.
All right. So we thank all our friends, all our listeners, and all those who... keep us going. Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
All right.
You do, too.
Be with you Monday, Mad or Glad, live on Inner Sight.
Inner Sight.
And don't
freedom.
Forget, it's National Guide Dog Month, so.
Yes, it is.
Go to change.org and sign the petition to regulate the schools. How are we doing with that nursing home petition? Is it up there?
Yeah, it's up there, but it's not, I don't know, it just didn't do too well.
We have any names?
I'm going to let you know right now.
Well,
okay.
I know we don't have much time if you can find it, but can people find it readily?
Yeah, but I have to talk to them better. I was going to just print out a lot of, not print out, make PDF files. You know, so people can read it during our, you know, meeting.
Oh, yeah, you got to make sure everybody knows where it is. You got to send it to them.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Especially the committee members.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have done that today. Now, last minute, they may want to read it, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
I've been having allergic reactions, so I got to work on it. I don't want to be sick and have allergic reactions. It makes me... I've had allergy shots when I was a kid, and it helped tremendously.
You gotta stop dwelling on being sick and just do what you gotta do.
Oh, I know.
Stop thinking about
being
sick. Very negative.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. That's one thing I have to
do. Forget about being sick.
Yeah, you gotta think healthy thoughts. You're right.
All right, Inner Sight. You got to get those petitions
going.
Petitions
yeah.
to the committee members. Otherwise, we're not going to have a committee.
We will.
Around the world. Be with you Monday, Mad or Glad. Thank you so much for listening. It's been the Inner Sight Frolic.
Yes, thank you.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye.